You're listening to SBS News.
Family life has shifted dramatically during the coronavirus pandemic, with extra mental health challenges on top of balancing work and home duties. These extra pressures, coupled with COVID-19 lockdowns and feelings of isolation, have put the focus on family dynamics for parents and carers. Kelly King, who lives in Shepparton in regional Victoria, cares for her daughter who has an acquired brain injury and a grandson with autism.
I think deep down in my core, I always knew that I was in a caring role, but there was also this pushback and resistance around wanting to identify as a carer because I was more looking at myself as a daughter or a grandmother or a mum, and so defining an identity that I didn't necessarily relate to or didn't want to relate to.
Ms. King's parents also both have health conditions. She says she reached a crisis point last year when she was not coping with being a carer and sought help from the service Carer Gateway.
Time has been a real challenge. Like I find it really hard sometimes to find a balance between me time and caring time. Financially has been challenging. Like I've gone from, you know, six-figure type employment down to having to survive at times on carer's pension, which is challenging.
Ms. King now recognises herself as a carer, but says there is an unspoken stigma about the role, and she notices some struggle to ask for help. As a result, many carers can feel isolated, particularly during the pandemic, but support is available through Carer Gateway, launched last year. Vicky Down is the state manager of Carer Gateway, which is designed by carers, and she says there is a big demand for emotional support.
COVID-19 caused a lot of stress for carers. As you can imagine, carers were receiving in-home respite and supports in the community prior to COVID-19. And when COVID hit, all of that sort of stopped. Carers were really concerned about letting anyone into their home to provide them with any support.
Some estimates suggest there are two young carers in every classroom, with Carer Gateway reporting that some carers are even primary school age. These young Australians taking on an unpaid carer role are having to step up to tasks beyond their years. It's estimated 235,000 Australians aged under 25, including some as young as 12, are in some type of caring role, helping a relative or friend. This group is eligible for grants to support education costs to ensure they do not miss out on opportunities for their future. Carers Australia CEO Liz Callaghan says many young people are taking up extra caring duties because of coronavirus, but they could be at risk.
We know that young carers are already more susceptible to social isolation, financial and educational disadvantage, as well as potential impacts to their own health.
About 1,000 grants are accessible nationally for young carers, and they can apply for a $3,000 bursary from next week. These people may provide care to an ageing loved one or someone who is dependent on alcohol or drugs without realising the duties they have. But for some carers, they are juggling multiple roles when parenting young children with special needs. Mother of two, Menos Bola, cares for her son who is legally blind, and in the past she has dealt with public assumptions about her role in his life.
Like there was a lot of judgments by the public and a lot of criticism towards me. I felt like there was a lot of judgments, but now through the wonderful supports that are in place, Andrew has grown up so much. He is now verbal.
The criminal lawyer, who is originally from Iran, has been confused with being her five-year-old son's nanny or nurse rather than his mother.
When I explain the situation, people are quite apologetic and responsive, but it still forces me to have a conversation with them. I shouldn't really have to explain what's occurring, but the comments towards me almost demands a response.
Ms. Bola is encouraging carers and other working mothers to ask for help after she got Carer Gateway assistance. This included counselling over the phone, connecting with other mothers for peer support and respite services.
A common assumption is that because you're working and you're quite articulate on an ordinary day, that you would be able to ask for help. But not many people want to admit or ask for help.
Last year, a National Carers survey found nearly half of participants had experienced high or very high levels of psychological distress. And the not-for-profit community provider Mary Health is reporting more than 720,000 Victorian carers are missing out on vital services, which is putting them at risk of mental health issues, particularly during COVID-19 lockdowns. A separate study about caring during the coronavirus pandemic showed that from almost 500 responses, 60% of participants lost some or all of the support services for the person they care for. And this reduction in support was cited as a reason for the carer's increase in responsibilities, with one respondent stating, "This is 24/7 and it's hell." The majority had suffered from worsening mental health since the start of COVID-19, highlighting the importance of extra resources needed for carers to ease the pressure on families. National Carers Week starts October 10 and lasts until the 16th with the theme Million of Reasons to Care. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.